Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. Our first reading is Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. Our psalm for today is Psalm 51. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 to 26. Our leader must be prepared for the challenges ahead, for the oppositions ahead of him. In the face of oppositions and challenges, Moses was humble and calm. Of course, he knew that the Lord made him our leader and that the mission was God's mission. Thus, Moses patiently waited for God's vindication. Most often than not, our first reaction to opposition and to those who dislike us would be to fight back and to seek vengeance. But like Moses, we must learn to endure insults, review the quagmire, and if the solution is beyond us, then we must consult the Lord who is wisdom. Of course, wisdom will always step in to fight our battles. The Lord rebuked Miriam and Aaron for challenging and questioning the authority of Moses. Hence, Miriam was plagued with a skin disease. Indeed, Moses was vindicated. Psalm 92 verse 11 says, "My eyes will see the downfall of my enemies. My ears will hear the wailing of my wicked foes." Verse 12 says, "But the righteous will flourish like palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon." However, in response to Miriam's condition, Aaron begged God through Moses. The psalmist of today says, "Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness." Yes, like Aaron and like Peter in today's gospel, we must never hesitate to ask or cry out to the Lord, asking him to save us, asking him to forgive us our sins. Sometimes it is hard to believe that nothing can hinder the Lord from saving us. But the fact is that God is willing to offer us a second chance. Ezekiel chapter 18 from verse 32 says, "The Lord has no pleasure in the death of a wicked man or woman." The Lord wants us to have life and to live a life that enlightens the world. Hence, he is willing to forgive us and to save us from the consequences of our failures. Thus, those who travel with the Lord must be rest assured that their leadership positions are secure in the hands of the Lord. And those who fail or fall on that journey must never give up on the mercy of God. Our Lord is merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in love. And so, my brother, my sister, the time has come for you to step back and allow the Lord to fight that battle. Allow the Lord to take control. Allow him to grant you his vindication, especially today and this week. May he bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.